Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you know what today is?
Educate me, please.
I seriously think it's Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Sloppy Joe Day.
It's Sloppy Joe Day.
It is today, National Sloppy Joe Day.
It's all right. It's all right. It's Sloppy Joe Day.
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Get yourself some Sloppy Joes.
Let's start the show.
Come on. It's showtime.
One of my favorite school meals was Sloppy Joe Day.
Thank you for the dinner idea tonight. Appreciate that.
I'm going to do it.
Gonna have to go to the grocery store later, so.
Sloppy Joe's tater tots.
Let me tell you about the hardest thing to do with Sloppy Joe's. Is try to take it and make it healthy.
Yeah, well.
You can try to do bunless Sloppy Joe's.
You do ground turkey and all that stuff.
What do you put them on, though, Dale?
I know. I don't worry about it. If I'm eating a Sloppy Joe, I'm eating it all the way. And I like slaw on mine.
It's good with slaw.
Yeah, it is. If you've never tried that, if you're going, what? Yeah. A little mustard, a little slaw.
Blow your mind.
It's like Carolina style.
My husband likes cheese on his. A little cheese and mayonnaise on his Sloppy Joe.
To each his own.
I know. You don't like cheese, so.
I don't, but hey, I love Sloppy Joe.
I know. That's right.
And I like people who like Sloppy Joe. If you turn your nose up at Sloppy Joe, don't come around
We
us.
Can't be friends.
Nope. We cannot
that's
get together.
That's one thing Dale and I do agree on.
Sloppy Joe's and Spam. We eat it both.
I got 3 packs of Spam in the cabinet at home. I bought all the kinds. Maple, regular, and that spicy, whatever it is now that they have out, spicy Spam.
So
I got
it. So all you Hawaiian transplants, come on over to Annie. She's going to make a big whoop-it-up salad or something.
Whoop-it-up salad. That's right. That's a fried Spam salad.
Yeah, yummy. Good morning to you. Today is Make the Cut Monday. We'll get started here in just a few. Lainey first. Wildflowers.
In the middle of the night.
All right, when we recap the weekend, we must start today with basketball.
Oh, my gosh.
What a weekend. Let me tell you. NC State is still celebrating. I think downtown Raleigh is still packed with revelers.
I hate it here.
They're reveling in the streets still. Let's look at the schedule for this week. NC State is Thursday, 9:40 against Texas Tech. Carolina on Thursday, we don't know who they're going to play in. Duke on Friday, 7:10 against Vermont. Virginia tomorrow at 8 against Colorado State. Virginia Tech tomorrow at 9, taking on Richmond. And Wake Forest Wednesday at 8 against App State.
So many local schools in this. You know, it's always something to watch.
And some great little rivalries. I mean, Wake Forest against App State. Virginia Tech against Richmond.
It's going to be
games.
Good.
But whether you're a Duke fan, a Carolina fan, a State fan, you've got to just go ahead and say, you know what? A North Carolina team won the ACC tournament. Not Boston College, not one of these other teams, not Virginia Tech, not UVA, but NC State. You know what I'm saying? So that's awesome.
It should have been Carolina. That's all I'm going to say.
I know, but he can't have everything. And that's what's exciting about the tournament. Anything can happen. You know, it's like these tournaments where some big, you know, some top five ranked team goes down to some nobody.
I know.
And the next thing you know, it's like, holy mackerel.
And the thing I love so much about basketball, like any sport, is that it's not over until that buzzer.
It ain't over until it's over.
That's right. Anybody can, like, I've seen three-pointers in, like, less than a second on the shot clock in the game left, you know? Like, so that's what's so exciting about it. So if you're not a sports person, you're missing out on those little moments.
Yeah, or if you're not going in all the way, go in for the tournament.
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
Bandwagon.
It's exciting. Now, the bracket is already out. You can go ahead and print it today.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead and print your bracket and go ahead and see how long it takes it to get busted.
Speaking of brackets.
Yes.
I drew up this morning. I think I did a pretty good job. Some very fresh Expo markers here. We drew up the bracket because it's Make the Cut Monday.
Did you steal those from the prize from the supply closet?
Of course I did.
Good. We need good, fresh, clean ones. Those are nice lines, by the way. I took drawn those free-handed.
Yes, I did. So I don't think it was too bad. I was looking at my one from last year comparing. I'm like, dang, I did pretty good.
First round of 16 voting, we had way more nominations than we had last year. Last year, we had right around 80. We probably got well over 100.
It was 109, but I have not gone through what ones might have come through on the weekend.
All right, so today is Make the Cut Monday. At 7:25, we're going live everywhere. Everywhere. Facebook, wherever. We're
Instagram, it's happening.
We're going to go live, and we're going to get down to the first round of 16, the Savory 16, we call it. And get the voting started. So, unfortunately, everybody was nominated can't be included in the final. We got to start somewhere, and it runs, you know, concurrently with the NCAA tournament. So, we figured we'll start with 16.
I'm so excited for this. I love today. It's almost like when we, you know, try to, you know, apply for an award, and then you hear back who made the cut, and you're on it.
Yeah.
It's a cool feeling to share that with all these local restaurants.
So, that's coming up. If your restaurant's in the hat, we'll find out if you make the cut on Make the Cut Monday at 7:25. Wake up with the Wolf Show. I'm so excited. It's Make the Cut Monday. I cannot wait to draw these 16 first round guys. Oh, I'm so... Did I ever get my nomination in? Did I ever make it clear what mine was?
We never even fully announced your nomination.
We got sidetracked for some reason, and I can't remember why. Should I just go ahead and throw it up, or you want me to wait? I'll wait till 7:05.
Okay. All right. Whatever. We'll drop it then. Perfect.
All right. You want to talk about some country stars, how they're just like we are?
They're just like us.
Sure they are.
This one I found to be a little hilarious because he's sounding like every other dude right now in North Carolina that's a Panthers fan. And to me, it's giving I could probably do it better vibes.
You mean they're all screaming in unison, for the love of God, win the game!
Yeah. You know, defense, whatever it is. So we all know the Carolina Panthers has
not
been
much to brag about.
Been an upset, heartbreak, and a lot of anger.
Yeah, basically a state embarrassment.
But I will still wear my Panthers gear.
Sure.
6 seasons since the Panthers last made the playoffs or posted a winning record. I'm just going to rub that in. But country music star, our very own Luke Combs, of course, right here from North Carolina, and he is a Panthers fan. He's let that be known multiple times. He took to X, which I hate calling it X, formerly known as Twitter, but that's the only way to relate back to it. So he made a little tweet. And he let his frustrations out with the team's, you know, more recent decision making. And at quote, he at Panthers tagged him in all caps. What are we doing?
What are we doing? You gotta say, like, what are we doing?
Then he said, no first round pick for McCaffrey a few years back. And now none for Burns. And these are question marks and exclamation points right next to it. Are we just firebombing the whole team here or what? I usually don't comment on these kinds of things, but it's just becoming slow torture at this point.
Yes, he's right.
It's tough to be a Carolina Panthers fan right now.
I mean, the only good thing you could do is tailgate.
And, you know, someone would asked him on a show he guest starred on, and, you know, he was talking about how it was tough to be a Panthers fan and that he doesn't. And I hate when people are like, what do you think the answer is? Luke Combs doesn't have the answer. It's not his job. He says, He doesn't know what the answer is. And if there's some big plan, he doesn't understand it. Welcome to the club, Luke, baby.
Yeah.
Join us. We're all depressed.
Yeah, I'm not down into the X's and O's. We just like to have a win once in a while. That'd be good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was got to say, the past six seasons, we've seen a lot of players released, retired, or traded away. And I kind of agree with Luke, though. It's an upset, and it's like, what is going on?
Yeah, exactly. He put it perfectly when he says, what are we doing?
Can't somebody figure this out that gets paid $2,000 million all the time?
Yeah, I got to tell you, too, and sometimes this promoting from within thing
ain't working.
It doesn't work sometimes. You got to clean house. You got to come back in.
I just want the Panthers back from, like, 7 years ago, six, 7 years ago, maybe, whatever it was. It was
the
Cam
Panthers
Newton.
Of old.
We had McCaffrey. We had Olsen. We had Kukli. It was the dream team. I don't care what y'all say about Cam Newton. He could throw a ball and run one in, okay?
Went from the dream team to the nightmare team.
It's such a nightmare.
I agree with you, Luke.
Yeah, I'm chilling on a dirt road. Oh, that ride.
Very exciting day around here. It is Make the Cut Monday. The Ranch Roundup officially underway today. Later on, the first round of voting will begin. The Savory 16. See what we did there? The Savory 16. We had over 100 nominations. We got to whittle that down. And if we started at 64, like they do in the tournament, it would take, 2 months to get a winner. So we start with 16. And then we go down to 8 and then to 4 and then, you get it. So at 7:25 or thereabouts, we're going to go live everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, and of course, here on the air on the Mighty Wolf and announce or draw the first 16. Have you got your scissors out to cut all those?
I was going to ask you if you could let me borrow the scissors. I
have them right here.
I've got the pages. I've written. They're going to be notebook paper small, Dale. But well, that's be because I'm not rewriting these suckers again.
No. Or typing them.
At all.
We just wrote them down as they came in, straight out. We have every, if you called in a nomination, it's going to be in that hat.
You know, I thought about those, some of the ones that are back in front. What am I going to do now?
Yes, it's a challenging day, but it's so exciting. It's so much fun to find out who that Savory 16 is going to be.
Grand total? 113 entries this year.
113. We had 80 last year, so it's 113 this year. If you've nominated your favorite spot, you'll find out in less than an hour if it's going to be included in that Savory 16, the first round of voting, which will go through midnight Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Then Monday next week, we'll whittle her down, or you will whittle her down to 8.
This is one of my favorite times of year.
All right. She's
it's passion.
Yes.
It's passion for the ranch.
Yes. She's over there going to be working on that hard.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Jason Aldean's new and Let Your Boys Be Country.
Let your boys be country. Girl, I lose it. Yeah, I lose it.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3.
Today's. Top 1, 3.
Go.
My wrist is hurting from cutting all these.
Woo, it's a hard job. Somebody's got to do it.
Paper. Okay, so I was just talking about the two names you might be sick of hearing, especially since the Super Bowl, but Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes have teamed up outside of football to do something. They actually are deciding to pull a Nashville and open a restaurant.
Oh, for God's sake, get out of that town. It's ridiculous.
I knew you were going to say something like that. It's not going to be in Nashville, but I just thought too funny to, just that's exactly what every country artist does now. A couple days ago, there was a global hospitality group named Noble 33, and they said they're going to do this collaboration with Mahomes and Kelce.
Translation, they're lending their names, Global's putting up the dough.
Yeah, and so it's going to be a new modern steakhouse restaurant. I don't know what modern steakhouse means, yeah. But it'll be
high prices.
It'll be in Kansas City, and it'll be called 1587 Prime. Funny how that works, 1587.
Yeah, I get it. So, wait a minute. So, the restaurant's going to be where?
In Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
So, as it should be.
Okay, so not in Nashville.
No, that's what I was saying. Like, they're pulling, an artist, starting to create their own space.
Well, Kansas City, well known for their beef, by the way. Kansas City beef and ribs, very famous in that part of the world. And some of the best steakhouses, according to the experts, are located there. So the competition is going to be tough.
So like bars in Nashville, it's the steakhouses in Kansas City. And they are joining the game with over 10,000 square feet and two floors of the Lowe's Hotel Kansas City. That's where it'll take up.
And, yeah, if you think, guys, if you think these celebrities are putting any of their money into this, no way.
All they're doing is put their name on it, because that's money to them.
They're licensing their names and likenesses. It's the NIL of the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm. All right, number two today. Calling all artists. The PTI Airport kind of wants your help here.
I'm going to do this time.
What are you going to do?
I'm so glad you brought this up. Are they wanting photos again?
I don't think so.
Oh, dadgummit. I thought they wanted photos.
They're looking for new art pieces.
My photographs are artists.
They'll soon be displaying the 2024 artist search works, and they're looking for something that gives the flavor of the Piedmont Triad and of North Carolina.
My photos are perfect for that.
They want to showcase a variety of local artwork. They said anything that can be hung safely on a wall is what they want. We usually want them already framed so they can just hook into our display system, but really, the sky's the limit. So, Dale, yeah, you absolutely could.
I'm doing it.
They've been doing this program since 2015. So paintings, photographs, sculptures, all of it. And it needs it. I was just in PTI. It is bland.
I'm about to pop off.
They said, you know, it gives you something that stands out. You know, instead of just waiting around, you can look around at these nice things in the Greensboro Airport. And I think it's a really cool program that they're doing.
I know just the photos.
All right.
I know just the frame.
There's qualifications, Dale, and I will tell you about them. But if you want to know more, it's on WXII, so you can find it for yourself. And I thought this was kind of a cool recap. And, you know, there was we kind of all made fun of it and even made memes of it. But last summer, the Fury 325 roller coaster at Carowinds, do you remember the viral photos of the giant crack in the support beam? And we're all like, how was it still rolling?
Looked crazy.
Yeah, it's like and it kept going. And we're like, it looks like it's going to snap in half and the whole thing's going to fall.
Terrifying.
So we've kind of gotten a clearer picture on what they called a stress fracture on that thing. They said that the large break happened at a weak point near the edge of where the beams were welded together. Then over time, it got worse and worse until it eventually cracked. And it's referred to as a unidirectional bending fatigue. And it was discovered, of course, someone at the park was just, you know, enjoying the park, saw it. But 6 days later is when they shut down the ride after the report was made, which is kind of wild. But I guess they said that it really wasn't messing with the whole thing. It was a support pillar. It was replaced in July with a new steel column. And then I guess you could see there were welding indications there. I don't know. Either way, it was just kind of fascinating to read that this morning. The ride's been tested tons of hundreds of times. There's a third-party testing firm that conducts another final inspection. So these things go through the ringer before they let a human being get back on them.
Sure.
It's back up and running, but it's crazy how long a process these kind of things are to get them replaced and updated and figure out what actually went wrong here. I mean, we're closer to a year than not now. So I just thought it kind of cool. We all saw that crack and didn't understand why it was doing what it was doing. But
you ever be riding these things, not specifically that one, but these massive roller coasters, and you're like, who designed this? And how did they build it?
I'm often
How does
fascinated.
The thing that I'm in right now stay on this track?
I got one word for you, Dale.
What's that?
Airplanes. Riding on one, my mind is I'm like, how?
I'm in a
chair.
Looking
out the window. How did this happen?
Chris. Girl. 706, my nomination, which I did not get in for the Ranch Roundup, I'm going to do it right now. My nomination is East Coast Wings.
I thought it was some big to-do here. They're already on the list, Dale.
Well, that was my plan all along after a order from there about a month ago where I got the ranch and was dipping them wings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, this is going to be on the list.
I can concur. They are fantastic. And many people, many people put up East Coast Wings as their nomination.
All right, so nomination's closed at midnight.
I've got all...
Look at that.
The strips of paper here, hundreds.
So we have all of them, and coming up in just 15, 20 minutes, we'll know what the Savory 16 is. Out of over 100 nominations, over 100, we're going to eliminate that down to 16 for the first round of voting, which will begin as soon as we have it ready for you. It'll be some point today, and we'll run through Sunday midnight. How about over the week? What were some from over the weekend that we had? Do you have that handy?
Well, I had a nice list going until I cut it all up.
We had a whole bunch from over the weekend that you got in before midnight. Good on you, by the way. You were listening. You knew.
Pizza Wing King of High Point. There was Zoe's Family Restaurant, Walkertown. I saw Fuzzy's Barbecue of Madison. Hope the barbecue's not fuzzy. Quagino Forno, that's in Winston-Salem, I don't know what you would call it, what that is, but it's downtown.
Sounds Italian.
Rody's Tavern in Greensboro. I've never been. I've heard of that one,
though. Rody's is good.
Have you had the ranch?
I have.
I see some familiar names. Of course, Seafood Shack of Walkertown, Fisherman's Galley of Eden. They've been on the roundup before.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've got plenty. 113. And we tried one of them this weekend. One of the nominees. We'll see if they make the bracket, but we did try Home Slice.
That's a food truck.
They have two restaurant locations and a food truck. So they're all connected. I made sure they're all connected. And Dale and I tried the ranch. And Dale, what would you give their ranch out of you get five cups of ranch.
Five cups.
Yeah.
I'll go three cups.
Three
cups out of five. It had a good flavor. It wasn't as thick as I would like it, but it had a nice flavor, a very ranchy flavor.
For me, there's so many options. I'm going to have to give them a two because of the consistency.
Okay.
So it was a two out of five for me, but it was still delicious. It tasted so good.
Yummy. Coming up about 7:25, we'll have it down to that first round of 16 for voting.
I've had a large map pass, bust my line a couple...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show today. We've taken all those nominations, over 100 of them for the Ranch Roundup. It's the third annual, by the way. Everybody's eligible. Well, almost everybody, except for Tucker's Grill. We love you guys, but since you're last year's winner, you are ineligible to be included this year. We are about to choose the Savory 16. We've got to eliminate it down somehow. So we are going to draw 16 little spots and start the voting later today. That'll run through midnight on Sunday to get us down to 8. So if you're nominated, anything can happen here. It's just like the NCAA tournament. Anything can happen. If you get drawn out, you're going on the board. By the way, nice job on the board over there. It's very good. I don't know how you draw those lines free-handed like that. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how I did it either, Dale. And I got you taken care of on Instagram. You're logged in as the Wolf now. Look at us, Dale, doing it. I'm going to grab your stand so we can go live on both.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here it is. Hey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There you go, my poor stand. I tell you what.
We were more prepared before this break, but...
We have these two. She has a brand new fancy setup, and I had a stand, which somehow one of the legs got broken on it. And you got to rig it to make it actually work right. Although it looks like you've got it done there.
Had to do it enough now, Dale. I kind of got a system with it.
All right, good. Anyway, we do this every year, the Ranch Roundup. It's wide open to everybody. And this year we were very surprised. I don't know if we're very surprised, but we had over 180 last year nominees. Over 100. Was it 113? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
113 nominees total this year of places that people go, man, they've got the best ranch. It's delicious. It's the best ever. It's so creamy and smooth. It's just the right thickness. It's not too thick. It's not too thin. And that really is the key, isn't it?
It really is.
Not only for flavor, but for consistency. It's very important. So if you have been nominated, congratulations. That's step one. But to make it down to the 16, we make this totally random. We got nothing to do with it. We just reach in, pull it out, and write it on the board. And we don't vote. You guys do the voting. So it's all in the hands of you, the people who own the restaurants, the people who work at the restaurants, the people who patronize the restaurants. Okay, just so you know.
We are officially live on both Instagram and Facebook. We've never done dueling cameras before.
All right, so I have some suspenseful music to play for us. So as soon as you're ready, I'll start the suspense.
Okay, I got my headphones on. I got to make sure I'm on air. I'm on mic. This is a lot going on over here today. I feel like you for once.
Okay,
we've got all of our entries in the box, all 113 nominees, and here we go. Okay,
Savory 16 coming up. Spot number one:
Alex's Grill and Ice Cream Shop in Louisville.
Alex's Grill and Ice Cream Shop in Louisville. Number one in the Savory 16. Now, number two.
Oh, I got two in my hand. I'll drop one. Okay. Oh, we've had them before. John Brown's Country Store and Grill in King. We hear nothing but good stuff about you guys.
John Brown's and King, number two in the Savory 16.
I'm trying to keep them in order so I can list them in order here. Okay. Number three. Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison.
Ronnie's, way to go. You're number three in the Savory 16.
Now, that's not the Ronnie's I nominated. That's the one I've seen tons of people nominate. So, congratulations to them. They could be this year's winner.
Next, number four in the Savory 16.
Center Grove Grill and Soda Shop in Summerfield.
Wow. I haven't been there.
All right. Moving on.
Number five in the Savory 16.
Getting shook. All right. Oh, here's a favorite of mine and Dale's. Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar in Winston-Salem. We love them. They're so good.
Guys, if you've never been there, it's a quirky little spot. But congratulations to the Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. Next up in the Savory 16. First round of 16 to be voted on later today.
East Coast Wings,
which was my nominee. Had a lot of people nominate East Coast Wings. Delicious. Up next.
Ooh, I think this has got to be a road trip one if we can do it. Christo's in Lexington.
Christo's, congratulations. You made the first round of 16. Voting will be starting later today.
And I know you're thinking about multiple locations, but they all Christos count together. That's same for East Coast Wings. It's all...
Just to let you know, it's okay if it's like a regional chain. It just can't be some national conglomerate.
Okay. Eight, I believe. I'm trying to keep up. That Little Pork Shop in Eden. Congratulations, y'all. You're nominated. You're on the Savory 16. Okay.
Almost, we're halfway there.
Here we go. Midtown Gas and Grill in Boonville. Boonville.
All right, Midtown, you've made it into the Savory 16. Moving on.
I had these little papers in the bottom of this box to keep them from getting like anything in there, but I'm going to have to take them out because I'm scared I'm going to not see them all in here. Okay. Oh, pulling up several. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here. Frady's Tap House and Eatery of High Point.
I like Frady's. Great burgers. Everything I've had there is great. Congratulations, Frady's.
Red Rooster Grill in Walnut Cove.
Red Rooster, congratulations. You've made it into the Savory 16.
I think that's the one they called. They were woman-owned, and they're inside of like a pharmacy or something out there. I've never heard of them, but lovely. They're on here. Okay, here we go. Bully's Bar and Grill, Winston-Salem. Bully's Bar and Grill.
Bully's, you're now in this Savory 16.
Dick's Drive-In in Eden. I think they've been on before. Dick's Drive-In in Eden. I don't know what number we're on. You're so, but I don't pull too many.
Well, we just counted them. You got them laid out there.
Woo! My pick got in there. Ronnie's of Clemens. We got two
confusing.
Ronnie's.
Already confusing.
Two Ronnie's. Ronnie's of Clemens. Here we go. All right. I might have to count after this one because I think we're getting close. Home Slice, Greensboro. That's the one Dale and I were able to try this weekend. Home Slice in Greensboro.
One more.
One more. Oh, my gosh.
One more. This is number 16 in the Savory 16. We'll double check the count, but this is 16.
So much pressure. So many.
Just grab one and draw it out. Number 16 in the Savory 16 is...
Little Creek Diner in Germantown. Germantown.
Yep. Little Creek. How you say it? Little Creek in Germantown, yep.
Little Creek. All right. You said that was our 16th one, right?
I believe that's right. Double check the count.
Okay, okay.
That's right. Here we
one,
go.
One, two, three, four. We'll recap. One, Alex's Grill and Ice Cream Shop. Two, John Brown's Country Store. Three, Ronnie's Restaurant Madison. Center Grove Grill and Soda Shop. Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. That's five. Six is East Coast Wings. Seven, Christo's. Eight, That Little Pork Shop. Nine, Midtown Gas and Grill. 10, Frady's Tap House and Eatery. 11, Red Rooster Grill. 12, Bully's Bar and Grill. 13, Dick's Drive-In. 14, Ronnie's of Clemens. 15, Home Slice in Greensboro. And number 16, Little Creek Diner.
There you go. There's your Savory 16. Voting will begin as soon as we can get it set up and running upon the website at 931wolfcountry.com. You to vote for your favorites.
Congratulations!
Can they vote as many times as they want?
I think.
Okay.
I was out taking shots. Throwing down for minutes.
Hooray! Birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebration.
Birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And we love to celebrate with you. Welcome to the birthday party where we have the most fun every day. Starting off birthdays, James Frudenvall. I'm not sure where he lives, but he's 9 years old today. So happy birthday to you. Also celebrating Caden Price of Fuquay Verena is 14. Mavis Bowman of Ashboro is 3. Harper Kendrick of Madison is 7. Heather Spinks of Seagrove is 29 today. Forever 29, Heather. Forever 29.
Never, never give it up.
Never give it up. Gary Durham of Sandy Ridge celebrating along with James Black of Welcome. Bryce Westmoreland of Louisville. Christy Starkweather of Thomasville. Jonathan Hawley of Danville, Virginia. Dana Price of Lexington. Jennifer Nelson of Ashboro. Deanna Reynolds of Pofftown. Jackie Pegram of Kernersville. And Joey Kepton of Mebane, all having birthdays today. We would love to shout you out. Please join our list. All you got to do is send me a text or give us a call, 799-WOLF, or DM on Facebook at 931TheWolf. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy shine.
Broken halos that used to shine.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. A couple minutes after 8 o'clock now, and Country Star is, you know, they're just like us. Just like you, just like me, just like all of us.
This one's got me laughing because literally it is every every dude who's ever shouting on the sidelines at any game, just like Luke Combs right now, and he went on X, which is formerly known as Twitter, and he basically tweeted out, just kind of angry, because, look, let's be honest, if you're a Panthers fan or you know any kind of football knowledge, we suck. We suck again!
It has not been a good year, or two, or three.
Six. It's been six seasons, Dale, since the Panthers last made the playoffs or posted, like, a winning record at all. So it's been a few, you know, it's been tumultuous for all of us.
Yeah, are you trying to rub it in?
I am, a little bit. It stings me the hardest, I promise. And, of course, Luke Combs grew up in North Carolina. He's a big Panthers fan, and he's frustrated with the team's recent decision-making. He goes, at Panthers, what are we doing? In all caps. No first-round pick for McCaffrey a few years back, and now none for Burns? Question marks, exclamation points, question marks, exclamation points. Are we just firebombing the whole team here, or what? I usually don't comment on these kinds of things. I mean, good thinking. But it's just becoming slow torture at this point. Same, Luke. Same. And, you know, it's always funny when artists or celebrities speak out on how they feel about, like, their home teams and stuff like that. And then somebody's going to interview them like, so what do you think they should do? Yeah, because the country superstar could tell you, school you a thing or two on these big higher-ups in the football
world. Let me whiteboard you out some X's and O's, boys.
Yeah. He says it's tough right now being Carolina's Panthers fan, and he doesn't know what the answer is. And if there's some big plan, he just doesn't understand it. He's not seeing it. I got to say, a lot of people feel that way, too. But they pay these people millions of dollars for what?
Everybody is great at being a Monday morning quarterback or a sideline coach. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's always got the answer. Well, here's what they ought to do. Here's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
They're not up to you, baby.
They ain't listening to you. They don't know you. Mm-hmm. And you ain't got no decision-making power whatsoever.
And so, the team recently went 2-15. That's the worst record of the NFL.
And some real blowouts, too, man. It just had some horrible, embarrassing blowouts.
And, of course, we don't get first overall pick in the draft either, because we decided we're going to do a little trade action and ruin that for us.
As Luke said, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we bring back, I don't know what year it was, but all felt right in the world. It was pre-COVID, and we had Cam Newton. We had Luke Kuechly, Greg Olsen, McCaffrey.
Those days are gone.
The dream team.
They're gone. We'll see what happens.
I mean, we weren't great then either, but, like, we did make it to the Super Bowl that one time.
Positive vibes.
That's right.
I sat down on a bar stool like a nerve.
Yeah! Thank you.
Hold that note, Cody. It's 8:11 and she's done it again.
I'm not perfect, but technology screws me over every time.
What'd you forget?
I forgot a birthday. Mm. A special birthday at that. Our girl, our sweet lady, Miss Debbie Fields, one of her grandbabies, celebrating. He's our second grandson. His name's Waylon Cummings. Cool name. Very cool name. 8 years old today. He's from Brown Summit. So we hope you have the best birthday ever. And, just because I missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I can feel it.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3.
Today's
two,
top
1.
3.
Go.
Okay, so you might be sick of hearing of Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes because they dominated in the Super Bowl, but they are set to open up their own restaurant. When I say that, I mean that they're partnered with some hospitality group for them to fund it while they just put their names on it kind of thing. And they're doing that. It's going to be a new modern steakhouse in Kansas City, called 1587 Prime. 1587. It's clever, right?
I'm sure it'll be super pricey, super nice.
There's a little rendering of it. It looks swank.
I'm sure it will be.
But of course, Dale, you gave me a little fun fact about Kansas City and why the steakhouse would probably be something they're picking there.
Yeah, that area is known for their beef, for their steaks. So there are a number of famous, well-known steakhouses that do very well in that city. So they'll be joining the ranch, the ranks, and the competition.
And 1587 Prime will take up like 10,000 square feet and two floors of the Lowe's Hotel, Kansas City. And that's where it's going to be, I guess, inside of the hotel. Oh, yeah. So they both say they're excited to be a part of this one-of-a-kind dining experience. And what better place to start than our very own Kansas City?
Good for those boys.
I know it. Number two on the top three, calling all local artists. And Dale, you already said you're going to be a part of this too.
Yes, I am.
So if you're traveling through the Piedmont, well, PTI airport.
Yeah, it's better. It's easier to say. Yeah. Piedmont Triad International.
You'll get to look at some new art pieces because they are going to start displaying the 2024 artist search works. And they're looking for those to be given to them, you know, by local artists. They say paintings, photographs, sculptures. They want it all on display at the airport. It's something that stands out. It gives you something to do rather than just sit around waiting on your flight. You can check things out from all the local artists in the triad. And they say that you can be a beginner or a professional. They want to showcase all kinds of varieties of local artwork, and anything that can be hung safely on a wall is what they want. They usually want them to be already framed so that it can just hook them into their display system. But really, the sky is the limit, and that's kind of funny because it's an airport.
What's the minimum size requirement on that?
Now, there is a qualifications tab.
I'm sure.
Let me, I've already got it open, and I'll see if I can find...
Because I wonder how big it has to be, because those are big spaces. You know what I mean?
They are big spaces, and they're talking about how big of a space. So, honestly, I mean, literally, this, I don't know what the minimum is. It doesn't say.
The interesting thing about the airport is that they decided to go with this one long concourse instead of more than one. Everything's on the one concourse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a ton of wall space. A ton.
It's very cool stuff. Oh, let's see. So you're going to send this stuff via email, 5 to 10 digital images of the works of art for the exhibition. They're asking for, you know, I don't see anything regarding size, Dale. Right, so you're good. You're good to go. Right. As long as it follows the other qualifications, which they have listed. And I found this, it's on the PTI airport website.
I'm going to be all up in it.
And to round out today's top three, there was some drama at Carowinds last summer. We all kind of saw it because it went viral and memes were made out of it. But there was basically, they call it a stress fracture, but there was that huge crack in one of the beams on the Fury 325 roller coaster. And we
looked
all
terrifying.
Were like, yeah, it did. And so they finally released its findings from the Department of Labor to the public this past Friday. They said the large break happened at a weak point near the edge of where the beams were welded together, and then it just got worse over time until it eventually cracked. It's a unidirectional bending fatigue, if you really wanted to know. And it was discovered by a park goer, and it took them 6 days to finally shut down the ride after that. But even after the discovery, the ride passed daily inspections by all the park engineers. And they replaced the support pillar in July with a new steel column. And they have passed all the tests. The ride was tested more than 500 times. There's a third-party testing firm that does the final inspection before they can even reopen. It is all safe. It is all cool and copacetic now. But I just thought it interesting that it took that long to release your findings to the public about what happened on one of our local roller coasters.
Can you imagine what a serious...
It's a big Disneyland thing. It's Carowinds.
Can you imagine what a serious situation that is within the corporate structure?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
that's head-spinning type emails.
It's time for a major meeting.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't like meetings, so let's not talk about that on a Monday.
No.
I got one at 11 today, Chris.
All right, so it's fixed and ready to ride. Fantastic. Yeehaw! The Ranch Roundup is officially underway now. Voting in the first round of 16. The Savory 16 were chosen this morning at 7:25.
Got the list for you right here. Number one was Alex's Grill and Ice Cream. Number two, John Brown's Country Store and Grill. Three, Ronnie's Restaurant Madison. Four, Center Grove Grill and Soda Shop. Five, Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. Six, East Coast Wings. Seven, Christo's Restaurant. Eight, That Little Pork Shop. 9, Midtown Gas and Grill. 10, Frady's Tap House and Eatery. 11, Red Rooster Grill. 12, Bully's Bar and Grill. 13, Dick's Drive-In. 14, Ronnie's Restaurant Clemens. 15, Home Slice Pizza and Subs. And number 16, the Little Creek Diner.
All right, there you go. There's the Savory 16. If you frequent one of these places, please alert management, the wait staff, whomever you come in contact with there, that they've been nominated, because they're all going to want to rally their troops for voting.
Like a little picture that goes on each table or something. Tells people to scan it. Put our website QR code there. Scan it. Start voting and get your people in there. That's how Tucker's Grill got it last year. I give it all up to the one chick, Sarah. I know she was out there helping people with their phones, getting them to vote for them. That's how you win, y'all.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You work it. And these were all, again, chosen randomly, drawn out of a cardboard box and put up on the board. We, meaning Annie and I, do not vote. This is all done by you. It's all done by votes. It goes into the website. It automatically counts, calculates, all that kind of stuff. So there's no way that anybody's going to win, in a sideways kind of way.
All we can do is check and see who's in the lead. And, that's why we do it like this. So you are in charge of who has the best ranch in the triad.
And we will let you know as the week goes on who's in the lead, if somebody's running away with it. Because there was a couple of times last year where somebody was just running away with the thing, and then somebody else turns around and catches up.
Oh, yeah.
Because that can happen.
And we definitely egg that on. I'm not going to lie. I instigate the heck out of that.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's very fun. So congratulations to the Savory 16. You've made it. This is the first round of voting. We'll go 16. We'll eliminate to 8 next week, then down to 4, then down to 2. And somebody's going to win the champion dip. See what we did?
I would like to think that voting will start sometime, maybe around lunch. We'll make sure to let you know. Keep it on our socials.
All right. Congrats to all the Savory 16.
I bet one of his friends let my name. Whoa.
All right. That's it for the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Katie's coming in next. Congratulations to the Savory 16. Voting. Be ready later today.
Very exciting stuff. All those 16 folks. I'm just excited for the triad. It's a good time.
There is a picture of the ranch roundup bracket on the Facebook page now.
And I've tagged all, in case you can't read the little tiny handwriting, I've tagged all the restaurants on Facebook. It's on our stories on Instagram. So if you want to know who's in there, if you want to get your vote in, I will start posting links as soon as they got the bracket built for me.
Voting first round. Votes need to be in Monday by midnight. We'll whittle it down to 8 next Monday. And if you missed the whole shebang this morning, you can probably rewatch that.
Yeah.
On Facebook and Instagram.
The lives are up.
All right. Say goodbye, Ed.
Goodbye.
We'll let you know how things are doing after the first day of voting tomorrow morning about 7:25.
It's been a hell of a week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.